Hello, Daniel.
Yeah, this is Daniel. How are you?
Oh, cute dog.
Thanks.
So, yeah, how shall we proceed on this? Should I just turn my screensaver off again and see the screen? And it should be still, my Windows Outlook is open, I believe, unless it disappeared on me. It only was a couple of minutes. There it is. And then it says your subscription has expired on Friday, November 11th, 2022, most features of Outlook will be disabled. Choose an option below to reactivate. And then it says sign in, which I'm having a problem doing that. But it also now has a button that says buy, and then one underneath it that says enter key, which I don't really know what the product key is. But I can buy. Let me just put my cursor on the buy button and see, does it light up? Yeah, it highlights the perimeter. So should I just go ahead and open that up and see where it takes us?
Go ahead and open that up.
Okay, oops, now it says sign in. Ah, it just put a heavy box around sign in. Okay, now I wait. Let's see if I can avoid signing in by just buying. Okay, it clicked. It opened a page. Okay, I've seen this page before. Renew Microsoft today. Okay, then there's a button here that says renew with product key. Well, where do I find product key? But wait a minute. Let's just go down here and see what this one says. The direct Microsoft Personal 365 Personal, formerly Office 365 Personal. One subscription with premium Office apps, one TB of cloud storage, even though I don't want to store anything in a cloud. I don't know. Yeah, I really don't understand that whole thing. So it just seems like I'm losing control of my own information to put it in a cloud somewhere. We got enough things floating around in the clouds. And advanced security across all your devices. And that's $69.99. Why don't they just say 70? I just think they should do that. And that would just be a simple thing. And if I did it by monthly, it's $6.99 per month. And I'll pay for the whole year and hit the renew now button, right? Or should I scroll down and look if it what's more going on down below?
Yeah,
No, just question.
you should look for
Yeah.
more.
There is no more. It
Okay, then you
basically,
should go. Yeah, then
I
you
need
should
to make
go
a
ahead.
selection now, is what I have to do.
So you should go for a renew option, maybe.
Yeah, renew now. Let's see what happens if I can just get them to take the. Well, it has a password there. It says enter password, but there's a password already in there. And I'm afraid if I hit sign in, it'll put a red light around it, but I'll try to sign in with the password that's already there. Here we go again. It said the password is incorrect. Okay, so now we're going to go through the process with you. So no matter what page I get to get to this page here, because there's a few ways in. They keep sending messages, different emails have a place to click, they all end up on this page. And somehow, whatever password for my Tai Chi Master Carol at Outlook.com, I don't know what it is. And so we need to reset it. So I'm going to, I